Hey, this is Tommy here. I have an hour-long mix ready for you in order to support the London-based music venue Café Otto, who are currently organizing an auction in order to support the venue throughout these strange times. Artists and fans donated unique objects in order to support Café Otto, and you can bid on them. So throughout this hour-long mix, I'll try to highlight some of these objects. Starting off the set with the Mosquitoes, who donated 2 test pressings to Café Otto, and so you can bid on those. We're gonna listen to a live recording that was made last year.
Free.
Listening to Eiko Ishibashi, track from her album The Dream My Bones Dream, called Epilogue Innis Free. That album was released in 2018 and she collaborated with Jim O'Rourke on this one. Both Eiko Ishibashi and Jim O'Rourke offered some unique things for the Café Otto auction. Eiko Ishibashi gave a CD and its shirts. The CD is a special CD that she recorded with original music that she created for an exhibition. And Jim O'Rourke offered a single edition album of unreleased music. It's a handmade and personalized CD, so that it's only available through the Café Otto auction site. Next up are Peter Brotsman and Keiji Haino, a live recording that was made at Café Otto in 2011, and also both composers offered special objects. There are several woodcuts for sale by Peter Brotsman, and also a poster signed by Keiji Haino.
This here. I'm from New York, not New York City, but someplace up in outside. And it's really extraordinary to see such a support for this music. And I sincerely thank you. Also, yesterday was the birthday of Ornette Coleman. And so I'm going to try to do something just to say salute to Ornette. And also to thank Lal and Evan for agreeing to take part in this evening's performance. It's marvelous to have a chance to play with such great musicians, and it's really...
I'm
You are listening to Joe McPhee, Chris Corsano, Evan Parker and Lul Coxhill live at Café Otto in 2010 with an introduction by Joe McPhee himself. And next up is Mika Levy with Lonely Void, track from her Under the Skin soundtrack. And from that soundtrack there are three original sheets, orchestration sheets that Mika Levy donated to Café Otto, so you can bid on those. Thank you. We were listening to Otomo Yoshihide, part two of a piano solo that he played at Café Otto in March 2009. After that we were listening to Rie Nakajima, Whistle and Back. We heard from her Fusuma tape. Rie gave a limited edition box with drawings and photos that she produced for the Icon Gallery for auction at the Café Otto site. And next up we're gonna listen to two giants. It's Mats Gustafsson and Thurston Moore. There's a Thurston Moore guitar pedal ready-made objet d'art that is up for auction as well on the Café Otto website. Mats Gustafsson and Thurston Moore.
Thank you.
Listening to Joël Léandre from a live recording made at Café Otto in 2015, and next up is another live recording made at the same venue. We're gonna listen to Pat Thomas, a track that was recorded in 2017 named Lub. Thank you. You're listening to Oyama O, a track called Oni, released in 2018 on Mana Records. There's a signed album for auction on the Café Otto website. And then we heard a short, very short piece by Beatrice Dillon, who also donated several objects for the Otto auction. And next up, we're gonna listen to Asik Nargile from Tbilisi, Georgia. We're gonna listen to a track called Orta Saritel, and it's a release that came out on the Café Otto imprint and was recorded in-house in October 2014. Asik Nargile.
Bağlama, sarlan bağlama, حسرت شکر دارای من، حسرت شکر دارای من، یر جیرم یر تر ماما 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 سنا حیران ماما ماما مرگم
We came to the end of this Café Otto auction special. Please support them. Go to their website, check out what unique donations were given to them. Support your community, support your artists. We're gonna end the set for today with Alan Wilkinson, John Edwards and Steve Noble, live at Café Otto in 2009. Hope you enjoyed it. Bye-bye.